fire, Lord. Oh, Lord, yes, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the
wanting God to light that fire? Amen. You know, we have to keep it burning every day. Don't let that revival fire die. You say, well, how am I going to keep it lit? By the fire that started it. You've got to keep in the Word. You've got to keep in His presence. Maintain His presence. You know, we have to maintain an attitude, don't we? You give God an attitude. We give Him a proper attitude. We give the Word a proper attitude. His presence becomes manifest. Amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to stay in His presence. Run into His presence. Every day, run into His presence. Don't run away from His presence. Amen. Let us press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. How many will press with me? I'm determined to press by the grace of God. I appreciate what Brother Jeff said about choices. You know, we have the power of choice. God's given us a great power, a great victory in choosing. God given us that victory. It's not a negative thing to make a choice. It's a very positive thing for the people of God, for the seed of God, to make the choice for the Word. In every circumstance, in every situation, how you're thankful for the keeping power that holds you and I. Can't hold ourselves, but He keeps us. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen? It's good to be in His presence. You know, there's something I want to do more and more every day. That's to recognize His presence. May God just make that so real. I've often prayed and still pray, God, let me become so aware of Your presence. You know, when you know you're in the presence of God, it changes the way a man thinks, the way he talks. Makes him look up and be above the things that are happening around him, the circumstances. So I say, God, make us aware of Your presence. Let me become more aware of You. Become personalized to me, Lord. Reveal Yourself more and more. Amen. That's my desire. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer before we open the Word. Our precious, lovely Redeemer, our lovely Savior, our Lord, we're so thankful we can say there is again in the land a people that are realizing who they are. Through the opening of this Word, Lord, through the opening of the Word, through the feeding on eating the love letter, Lord, the Christ is being formed in us, word on top of word, word on top of word, faith to faith. Lord, may that Word become so alive in our mortal bodies, as Your prophet said, it would become so alive in our mortal bodies, it would change these mortal bodies. Lord, may You grant it. May that Word just become so alive as we feed on it. May it become so one with us. We are desiring more of You. Lord Jesus, it's fallen my lot just to yield myself to You and asking You to take this microphone as it was. Take this instrument, this veil of clay that is Your house. I'm asking You to place Your words in it, Lord. Speak things that David doesn't even know. You speak what You desire to speak. You feed the hearts of these that are present and those on the internet, Lord. Father, we don't know, but the Word of God will not return void, but it will accomplish what You've sent it to do. And Lord Jesus, may You just hear through Your people. May every spirit of oppression, may every spirit of knowing it's Wednesday, but every spirit of sleepiness, may it be just departed, Lord. May they be alert enough to hear the word tonight. God, grant these requests. I pray that you would open your word, inspire your children, reveal yourself to them in a greater way. Lord, quicken that seed in their soul. And Lord, we'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it all as we submit ourselves now to thee these next few moments to hear personally from you. In Jesus Christ, our lovely Lord's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Revelation. I would like to turn to the 19th chapter, and then I want to go to Revelation 3 and take a subject out of that. I believe the bride has a high calling. You believe that? And we want to press toward the mark for the prize of that high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. I believe she's a queen. That's a pretty high calling. She's a queen of the King. Amen. And you know that anointing oil has been poured on her. It's been poured on the little bride, and she knows her position, just as David knew his when he met Goliath. He knew what the word had promised him. He knew God had already anointed him to be king, though he hadn't taken the position yet fully. But he wasn't seated on the throne, but yet he knew God promised it to him. Amen. And what could any giant keep him out of that promise? How could that giant stop him? God taught him to depend upon that slingshot. Amen. God taught him to depend upon the one that was in him to send the stone of revelation to its mark. Amen. So Revelation 19, verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice. Don't be sad and down in the mouth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. I just love that word, is come. To me, it's just very present tense. There's a uniting time going on. The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her it was granted, that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. You know, the fivefold ministry is the dress wear for this bride. Amen. You know, that really shakes me. But it's his doing. It's not man's doing, it's his doing. Amen. God is feeding that little bride, bringing her to her position, giving her, placing her in the scriptures, letting her see who she is more and more. How many say amen? Amen. It's all right to say amen tonight. Amen. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Revelation 3 and verse 7. I want to take a subject out of this. This will be my focus tonight. Verse 7. And the angel of the church of Philadelphia, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. May God bless his word. You may be seated. I'd like you to turn me to another scripture, please, if you would, in St. John 15. Jesus said in the first verse, I am the true vine and my Father's a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. That word abide means dwell. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Here's the point I want to come to. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Brother Branham says here in a message, he said, that's what we ought to do, is focus our lives into Jesus Christ, that Christ and you become the same person. Focus our lives into Jesus Christ until you and Christ become the same person. Eternal life isn't a place. It's not an idea. It's not an imagination. Eternal life is a person. Amen? Eternal life is a person. And eternal life is our identification. And that person is Jesus Christ. Eternal life is a person. And that person's here tonight. That person's veiled behind skin tonight. That person happens to be here. Amen. Amen. And he's here to do for you above what you're able to even imagine or think. He's able to give to you more than you can even desire to have. Amen. So God, for prophet's saying to us, may we focus our lives. May God just help us to focus ourselves and our lives into Jesus Christ. Let us see our position in Jesus Christ, our place in Jesus Christ, and who we are, Jesus Christ. Amen. The revealed word of promise. May he let us focus and see that reality, for that's what the seals opened to us. Amen? The opening of the seals was to show the bride how she was in God at the beginning. How she would be in Christ and what she would be here at the end in him. That's what the seals were opened for. That's what the seals were loosed for. That's what all these loose ends and these loose, Brother Branham said, gathering up those words that was lost in those denominations out here. Would gather him up into one himself. Amen. Amen. And that's the purpose, he said, was the loosing of that, was to show the bride how she was in God at the beginning, how she was in Christ, where she come from, who she was, and where she's going. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. You are a son of God by the blood of the righteous Jesus Christ. You are a son adopted to God by the blood. Amen. By the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. There's no greater blood than that. That blood's perfect. How many would say amen? Amen. You believe that? Amen. Then that perfect blood has perfectly, completely loosed you. The loosing is complete and perfect. There is no condemnation to them that have been loosed by the blood. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen? The loosing is complete. Amen. That ought to let you just rise out of here a lot higher than you walked in. That ought to put some joy in your step. And then the Holy Ghost to identify that you're a part of that blood. You are a part of eternity. You are a part of Him. Amen. You are always in Him. You are part of Him. Amen. Identify that you are His bloodline. You're a part of that blood. You're a blood. You're royal blood. Amen. Amen. And He says, without me, you can do nothing. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, or other words, yield. And I looked up in the Amplified, and that word present means decisive dedication. That you present or decisively dedicate, amen, your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, and that word means holy, means devoted and consecrated. Holy, devoted, consecrated, to acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. My subject tonight is that, beloved, is the key. That, beloved, is the key. I'm taking that out of Revelation 3, but I wanted to read those scriptures so we get a little background. I have another one I want you to turn to, and that's in Ephesians. That sounds a little strange, but in this day and hour, in the midst of all this trouble, in the midst of everything around us, I want to show you a key, amen, that the prophet showed us and spoke very directly to the bride about. And to me, it's the key to making our body change. It's a key to getting out of here. You know, my, you say, my, I want to know that key. I want to have that key. I want to know what that key is. Because the prophet, what I'm going to bring to you here, identified it as the key. And so he said, and I'm quoting what he said, that, beloved, is the key. So we'll get into that here in just a moment. Ephesians chapter 5. Let us be glad and rejoice that the marriage of the Lamb has come. Let us realize that we can't in our own selves do anything without Him. Is that right? So then, therefore, let us present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him. You know what? In order to do that, that takes a right mental attitude. That's what it takes. A right mental attitude toward His presence. And you know what an attitude is. It's a position, a posture. It's a mental position. That's where the battleground, isn't it? Thoughts. Your spirit realm. The battle is hot and heavy, isn't it? Wages every day. Amen. But beloved, I beseech you, present your bodies. What controls your spirit? Who's ever in that soul? Amen. What's going to control your body? Your spirit. Present your bodies a living sacrifice to He that is in you. St. John 4, 1 John 4, 4 said, greater is He that is in you. What a peace that is to the bride of Jesus Christ that knows that He's in her. What a great peace that is. What a rest it is to the people of God to know that greater is He that is in me. What can overtake me then? What can overcome me? What can separate me from His love? Ephesians 5 says this, that verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Let's go down a little further. 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh. No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. The church. He nourishes it. He cares for it. The church is His body. The question was asked Brother Branham. Brother Branham, is the bride of Christ and the body of Christ the same? He said, yes, it's the same. It is the same. Then the bride is the body of Christ. Amen? The bride is the body of Christ. That's Himself. I just read it here. No man ever yet hated his own self, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it. He that sought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Then it goes on to say, for we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. Amen. Do you think He's big enough to take care of His body? Will he lead his body? Amen. Can his body fail? Can his body pass away? Is there any fault in his body? Is it spotless? Is it perfect? Is it free? Is it sinless? That's pretty good, isn't it? And we are his body. Hallelujah. All right? So we find that Brother Branham said this. He said, Thus when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they ceased from their worldly works, their worldly doings. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you ceased from your worldly works, your worldly doings. Hebrews 4:10 said, he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own labors. Amen. Amen? His own works. Brother Branham's saying here, when the Holy Ghost has filled you, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they ceased from their worldly works. Why? Because it's no longer them living, it's him living. Amen. Is that right? Amen. The Bible very clearly says that, doesn't it? When it said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, who is it that's in you greater? It's Christ, then, isn't it? Galatians 2:20 answers to it, doesn't it? For we are crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live. Amen? Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Then it's no longer you living. Amen. Oh, brother, sister, let's rise up. I think it was Brother Bob here said one time, he says, we ought to be living in our privileges. Amen. We don't have to live under our privilege. What is our privilege? Everything the Word of God promised you. Everything that Calvary bought for you is your privilege. And it isn't up to you to figure it all out. It's up to you to allow Him to come in. It's all about knowing Him. It's all about surrendering to Him. I'm speaking that tonight in this, under this text here tonight, I want to speak of dependency on Him. That's what St. John 15 is about. Without me, you can do nothing. When a bride realizes she's dependent, when the wife realizes she's dependent upon her husband to supply, to provide. Amen? Without me, he said, you can do nothing. Then you are the branches. I'm the vine. The branch has no power within itself to produce fruit unless it abide in the vine. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Then she's dependent, the branch is dependent on the vine for its energy. The vine energizes the branch to bring forth or produce his works, his love, his faith, to manifest his word. Is that right? All right? So we are seeing that. We want to realize, he said, when the Holy Ghost comes in, you cease from your worldly works. Your worldly doings. The Holy Ghost took charge. The Holy Ghost takes charge of your lives. You enter into rest. Amen. There is your rest. There is the eternity of being filled and blessed in the Holy Spirit. It is you ceasing. What's that scripture going to say? It is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live. What's God going to recognize? Your mistakes and your failures, or is His life? Amen. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, what's He recognize? He recognizes Himself. He unites with Himself. He begins to unite with Himself. He united with Himself, gave life to that seed, and begins to grow up. Is that right? He grows. You grow in Christ. You mature. Christ matures in you. Amen. All right. Because your whole being, your identity is Christ. Christ maturing. Amen. All right. So we see here, he says, it is you ceasing and God doing. It is you ceasing and God doing. Hold that doing. How can we do the works of Jesus Christ? Because it's Jesus Christ in you doing the works. You say, that's very simple. Yes, it is. But may God reveal it to us. I do the works of Jesus Christ, being a born again son of God, a child of God, a seed of God. I do the works of Jesus Christ because it is Jesus Christ in me doing the works. The Word then is made flesh among us. He's made flesh in you. That's why he could say, it is I, be not afraid. It is you ceasing and God doing. It is God in you willing. He's referring now to Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He said, it is you ceasing and God doing. It is God in you willing and doing his good pleasure. Can we see, can we realize this? It is God in you. The devil doesn't have a place. He doesn't have a foot to stand on. It is God in you. When he wants to accuse you of your mistakes and your past and his failure, just remind him of his future. Amen. Remind him of this fact, that who is in you. As the prophet said, show him the token.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I am his product. I'm his. I'm purchased by him. I bought by him. He lives in me. I'm his body. I am his offspring. I am his manifestation. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm glad God's showing a bride who she is. Oh, yes. It's misunderstood by many people, but that doesn't have a thing to do with it. She will stand for the truth. She'll stand for the word. She walks in the light. She sees him. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Is seeing him, recognizing his presence, looking at the things which are not seen. But the things which are, looking at the things, which are not seen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How are we to live? By looking at the things which are not seen. Amen. Not at the things which are seen. Those are temporal. Every one of us are temporalness. This is temporal. This man called David is temporal. This nature here of this carnal man is temporal. Hallelujah. All right. But that one that's revealed in me, that one that he's revealed in you, as Paul said, he revealed his son in me. That's eternal. That can never fail. He that is in you. The life that I now live, I live by his faith. The life I now live, I live by his mind. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Oh, brother, sister, when you know he loved you, you'll surrender. When you know he loves you, when he know you always loved you, and you're here to be the manifestation of his love. You see, what we're coming up to here, as I said, is dependency, is surrender to Jesus Christ. The messages we heard here this last weekend was speaking of separation to Jesus Christ. Is that right? God's word calls for a total separation from unbelief, from the world, from everything else. It calls for a death, a separation, a taking up of your cross, presenting your body a living sacrifice. The Word is the headship.
Amen.
I am the Word, he said. If you want deity in your midst, I am the Word. If you want deity in your midst, then welcome and receive the Word.
Right. Amen.
This which I am giving you is the Word, the revelation of myself. He says, don't let anyone or anything get between you and that Word. No other man. Not even a wink. Not even a flirt. What man am I talking about? In my case, it's called David Deanhart. Not even a wink. Not even a flirt with it. Don't flirt with his reasoning. When that reasoning wants to take you away from the Word. Wants to put your own interpretation to the Word. Don't flirt with that. Amen. We're all guilty of flirting with it. But thank God, Christ is being formed in us. There's a uniting taking place. What is it? God pouring Himself into her. They are becoming one. How many say amen? They are becoming one. Are you one of them? They are becoming one for the wedding supper. God pouring Himself into her. Amen. Amen. I don't want that to stop. I want to lay in that word. I want to eat that book. Consume it. Hallelujah. As they go along and begin to know one another more, their hearts just begin to beat as one, the prophet said. They begin to fall. They fall in love with one another. And as they go along, they begin to know one another more. Their hearts just begin to beat as one. Their love binds them together, and they have confidence in one another. Amen. They've got faith in one another. God is uniting His bride. She's coming together from the east and west, from the north and south. There's a uniting time, and that's on right now. What's she uniting for? What is she uniting for? The rapture. God's getting her ready. I say amen. God's getting her ready. Yes, sir, uniting. She's uniting with the Word. She's uniting herself with thus saith the Lord. Regardless of what any denomination or anybody else says, she's uniting herself. She's getting ready. She is the bride. She's united herself with her bridegroom. And the bridegroom is the Word. The church and the bride and the Word is becoming so one until the very Word itself, they're becoming so one that the very Word itself is working out the work of the bridegroom. Till the Word is working out the work of the bridegroom. You're so tied to Jesus. Uniting. God is uniting His words, the words of His promise. What did He say we were? The words in the book. God uniting the words of His promise. Amen. The uniting of the Word. It's time for men and women of every race, every color, every creed, everything under Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit back to the Word. Every word that's been scattered, He's uniting it. We see where we're standing. It's uniting time. Until He and the church, He and the bride is the same thing. They're uniting. He's uniting Himself with her. Until her and He become the same thing. He says, like the family together. Remember how He said, how the family, but in the masterpiece, He said His masterpiece. He's bringing His masterpiece family. God and Himself united together. The family together. Uniting themselves. He said, together. What is it? God uniting. It's God uniting. Uniting with what? Himself. Amen. They are together. They come together in union. And all the Father is I am, and all that I am, you are, and all that you are, I am. Amen. The mind of Christ is to be in the church. The mind of God was in Christ, and how the Spirit led Christ, so ought His Spirit lead the church. Do you believe that? Do you believe you're led? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm in a shadow. There's light present. I'm walking in the light. Are you with me? But because I'm walking in the light and the light is hitting the positive object, creating a shadow, this is the shadow. But I will not fear the shadow. Hallelujah. I'll not fear the shadow, for He is present. He is with me. Amen. Though I walk through the valley, and it's a valley, this land that we come to possess is a land of hills and valleys. Are you with me? It's a land of hills and valleys, and much of the time, we're in the valley. We have the high points, but you got to come into the valley to grow, to unite, to bear fruit. It's in the valley. And we have seasons in the valley. But though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I won't fear the shadow, for Thou art with me. There's her stay. Now I'm coming up to this key. Just stay with me in a moment. I'm just about there. Now, the Spirit, how the Spirit led Christ, so ought the Spirit lead the church. All that God was, He poured into Christ. All that Christ was, He poured into the church. The church has the power that Christ had. Why? Same Spirit.
Amen.
All right? Christ had the power that God had. In that day you'll know that I'm in my Father me, and I in you, and you in me. All that I am, you are, and all that you are, I am. You'll find out that God dwells in His church. He said, here's the prophet, here's God speaking and saying to His bride, you'll find out God dwells in you. You're going to find out this is the very thing that's going to propel you into a body change. When you realize God dwells in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Over in the Church Age book, and if you want to write this down or you want to follow, want to know where I'm reading, page 295, I'm starting with here. The prophet refers to this scripture that I just read in Revelations, chapter 3. That, and then he quotes it again, only he quotes out of Isaiah 22:22, is where Revelation 3 is taken from. Revelation Isaiah 22:22 says, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. He shall open, and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. Brother Branham speaking, the Spirit uses this Old Testament reference concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch it. He uses because he's preaching on the Philadelphian church age here. He's in that age. He said he uses that reference concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and His ministry in the church. And His ministry in the church. Will His ministry and her ministry be different? It would have to be the same, wouldn't it? Her ministry and His ministry would be the same ministry. All right? A lot could be said on that, but just I want to move on. I want to get to my point, and then we're stopping. What the key of David signified at that time is a mere shadow in the Old Testament to what is now fulfilled in Jesus standing in the midst of the lampstands. It has to do with our Lord after His resurrection and not His earthly pilgrimage. But what does the key signify? The answer lays in the position of the key. It is not in His hand. It is not worn around His neck. It is not placed in the hands of other men. It is not placed in the hands of another man. Or the verse could not be saying that He alone has the use of that key. He alone has the use of it. It is, He said, for He alone opens and shuts. And no man has that right but Jesus Himself. No man has that right but Jesus himself. Isn't that right? But where is the key? It is on his shoulder. Where is the key? It is on his shoulder. That's wonderful. Watch what the key is. Where's the key? It's on his shoulder. But what does the shoulder have to do with it? Isaiah 9:6 said, and the government. The government. Government of what? Whose government? His government. Government over what? He said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. But what does this mean? The answer is this. The phrase government upon his shoulder comes from the wedding ceremony. It comes from the wedding ceremony of the East. This phrase, the government on his shoulder, comes from the wedding ceremony in the East, which signifies this. When the bride has been committed, that word committed means to be pledged or vowed or obligated to. When she obligates or pledges herself or vows herself. When the bride has been committed to the groom, she takes off her veil and places it over the groom's shoulders. She takes off her veil and places it over the groom's shoulders. Where's the government? On his shoulders. The key is on his shoulders. Hallelujah. She places her veil. She's been committed to him. Not to another. To him alone. She separated herself. Amen. She's prepared herself. She's come down that aisle. She stands alone with him before witnesses declaring, this I take as my husband. This is my head. I'm giving my life to him. I'm giving him jurisdiction, and I'm going to signify it by putting my veil on his shoulders. No other man has the government. All right? And he goes on, it says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Okay, she takes off her veil, places it over the groom's shoulders, signifying that not only is she under his dominion, the placing of her veil signifies that she's under, not only is she under his dominion, that she has transferred her rights to him. That's beautiful. Who's our groom? The Word. Our bridegroom? The Word. He is the head. It also signifies that he bears the responsibility. Praise the Lord! He bears the responsibility. He alone bears the responsibility and the care. Remember the scripture said, to cast all my care. I cast all my care upon him. Cast all your care upon him. And make it personal, say, Lord, I'm casting all my care. She's casting all of her care upon him. And he bears the responsibility. There is no one other so perfect as our Lord. He bears the responsibility and the care, and he alone. No one else. No other man. Praise the Lord. No one else. No other man. No other power has any right or responsibility, has any right and responsibility, and that, beloved, is the key. I wonder if we can understand here, that is the key. That is the key. If we want to go forward, surrender. Place everything on his shoulders. Put every bit of responsibility on him. Commit yourself to Him. Trust Him. Right. Amen. I'm vowed to Him. He's my husband. Right. Amen. He's identified. I'm His wife. Right. He lives in me. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. No other man has any right or responsibility. I'm giving him that responsibility. I'm giving him total right, total sovereignty to do as he desires with me, to lead me where he wants me to be led, to guide me in his word, lead me in his word, reveal to me his word as I have need of knowing it. Take dominion over his body and declare himself as he pleases. Amen. No other power, no other man, no one else but he alone has any right or responsibility. And that, beloved, is the key of David. God being sovereign and foreknew by sovereign, God being sovereign, he foreknew by divine decree exactly who would be in his bride. He chose her, she did not choose him. He called her, she did not come on her own. He died for her. He washed her in his blood. And as we said, that loosing is complete and perfect. He washed her in his own blood. He paid the price for her. You're of great value. He wants you to absolutely depend on Him. Daily. The fact the prophet said, we were made to rely completely on Him. Amen. You say, but Brother David, I have these thoughts, these feelings. Yes, I know that. But remember who has the right and responsibility. Amen. Remember, you love Him. He loves you. This is a love commitment I'm talking about here. This is a love affair between him and his bride. She alone knows his presence is here. She knows he's within her leading. She rests on his leadership, no matter how contrary it is to her own thinking, no matter how unusual. When she knows that she knows she's committed to him and that he dwells in her, this is the rest. Amen. This is the rest. This is the key that she places her veil on his shoulders. She belongs to him. Can you say amen? Do you belong to him tonight? Amen. That no one else has responsibility over you. No other man, no other power. Amen. Him alone. Amen. You've cast all your care on him. Amen. He careth for you. He can't lead you. He's not the author of frustration. He's not going to allow you to be tested to frustrate you. His leadership is perfect. His eternal leadership is perfect. His works are perfect. It's not you doing the works. It's him in you doing the works. He that believeth on me, the works I do. That isn't past tense. That's present tense. The spirit that dwelled in him dwells in you. It shall also quicken your mortal body. By that same Spirit, Amen. He will quicken this mortal body to His Word. He will quicken this mortal body subject and bring it subject to His will and His desire. Amen. No other man, no other person has any right or responsibility over this body but Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That to me is sublime. Amen. That's what holds me every day. Amen. I can rest in that because I know He's in me. Hallelujah. And when I rest in that, I can expect. I love what Brother Jeff said. Joyful expectation. I can expect to see him manifest his word every day. I can expect to see his word manifested through me. I can expect to see his love manifested through me, for I'm his love manifested. This is his vessel. This is his clay. This is his house. This is his temple. You are his temple. No other man, no other person has any right over you. You're led perfectly by the Holy Spirit. He can't be led any other way but by perfect, direct love and leadership. Amen. God is not going to just cast, he can't cast you away. You're part of him. She belongs to Him and Him alone. She is holy. That means entirely and completely committed to Him. And this is the beautiful part. He has accepted He has taken the responsibility. She's committed to Him, and He accepts the obligation. Praise be to God. That, beloved, is the key. He's accepted the obligation. Isn't that beautiful? That to me is absolutely, I wish I had the words somehow to express what that means to me. That He has the responsibility, no other man, no other power has that care over me. I've committed, totally laid my veil, and will do so every day I take up my cross and follow Him. No other person has a right to me but Him and to lead me, and He accepts the obligation. When I read that, I about had a shouting fit. He accepted the obligation. No question, has He accepted it? He's accepted the obligation. I can rest assured that it's He that worketh in me. As the Father sent, He said, Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. The Father that went in me, that sends me, goes in me, and He that sends you, Jesus that sends you, goes in you. Then is His word, is His leadership perfect? You bet it is. Is His way perfect? Yes, it is. It is God which worketh in you. The works I do, you'll do also. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Amen. He shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in you. He that raised up that anointed word inside of you, he that absolutely has revealed His Son in you, shall also quicken your mortal body by that Spirit. He's accepted the obligation. He alone has the responsibility. You know what? I just love to give it to Him. I'm thankful that I've been able to give it to Him, but give it to Him every day. I submit my body to Him, a living sacrifice. It's His. Can you realize you're His? And He has accepted the obligation. Just tell that to the devil next time. I'm not even my own. It's He that lives in me. Not even me living anymore. It's Him. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. She belongs to Him. He accepts the obligation. He is her head, for Christ is the head of the church. And she calls Him Lord. And as Sarah called Abraham Lord, even so the bride is happy that He is her Lord. He speaks and she obeys, for that is her delight. No one else is going to make her do anything more. He works in and through His bride in this hour. Amen. He works in and through His bride. Why? Because His word is in her. Amen. Do you love Him? Let's stand together. Praise be to God. He alone has the right. He alone has the right and responsibility. No other power. No other man. He alone. No one else. And that, beloved, is the key. And He accepts that committal by you. He accepts that obligation. Oh, I just say, I just wish I could have the words to express my love to Him now. Amen. It just seems like our words are just so feeble, doesn't it? But I know it comes from a heart of love for Him. I say, God, I'm so thankful You have me in Your hands. You've accepted the obligation. I'm Yours. And Yours alone. Amen. I'm so glad I can see His presence. Amen. Aren't you thankful that you can see Him today? Amen. In the midst of all the perversion, in the midst of all the struggles. And I don't care what it is. Brother, sister, He's got full responsibility over you. Amen. He's going to care for you. It doesn't matter how He has to do it or what He has to do. He'll bankrupt heaven to do it. I don't know what He has to do, but that's not even our concern. We've laid our veil upon His shoulders. We've laid the government on His shoulders. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just love Your word. It just seemed like there's not enough time in a day, Lord, to say how much it means to us. We get into it and just time flies just like that, Lord. We're so glad that we can enjoy eternity while in time. We're so glad, Lord, for that great revelation of eternal life living in us and to have eternal life leadership. to know, Lord, that we're under your responsibility. We're yours alone. No other man has any right. No other man has a responsibility. God, I'm so glad for that new birth. I'm so glad to know you, Lord. Not to just know about you, not to know, but to know you, Lord. To know you is life. I'm so thankful, Lord, for your mind. So thankful to have your mind, to know what you want done with the word. So grateful to you, Lord, to realize my position is in Jesus Christ. My positive position. To see a little bride awakening, Lord, to see her awakening to who she is. And Lord, what a joy it is. What an absolute joy to surrender to thee. Oh, how we love you, Father. And Lord, this will also translate, our submission to you will translate in the word being lived out in our homes. Oh God, our hero is not Spider-Man. Our heroes aren't some object that we lift up and put before our children as idols. Our hero is Jesus Christ, who is among us. That's who we want to see manifested more and more, and that's your promise, Lord. We just lay our veils on your shoulders tonight. We lay our veil on your shoulders. Lord, we realize that's the key. That's the key to lay the government on your shoulders. To know you've accepted the responsibility that you alone can open, you alone shut. You alone have that right. We're glad. We just joyfully committed all to you, and you've accepted the obligation. Thank you, Lord, for accepting the obligation. Oh God, we know you're obligated to your word. We know you're obligated to your word. That's why you're obligated to your little bride, because she is a part of you. She's a part of that word. We thank you, Father, for your grace to us now. We love you. Give you praise. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. We are His eternal possession. Praise the Lord. Let's just sing a little song here if we can. I'd like to sing The Original Life. Put that up on the... Somebody, there it is. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last day. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. Son of man is revealed, seventh seal, original life, the original world seed. We are the word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God, whose original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The seventh hand is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. Original life. Can you see us coming in the bride? See. Eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours, who were chained out in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Hallelujah! It's the original life, the original life. Amen. You're that original seed. The original word
is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed in bright form, is coming, original life, amen, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God, amen. The original life, the original life. That's who I am, that's me. The original word, yes, is what I believe. Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's sing that song that Brother Tom sang when he started open the service. I'm all his or something. Yeah. That just really spoke to me. I appreciated the song service tonight that sure led up to this. Amen. Just love the leadership of the Holy Spirit. All he wants is you. No one else will do. Not just a part, he wants all of your heart. All he wants is all of you. All he wants is you. All he wants is me.
Such peace when you know that you've completely committed your life to Christ. In fact, I think if I were to identify a miserable person, it'd be a person who's not entirely committed to Christ. In the scripture is very clear, it says, think not that a double-minded man can receive anything from God because he becomes unstable in all of his ways. And so God help me to be single of eye. You know, He is entirely committed to us. I was in the office, Brother Dave, and I wrote down on a piece of paper, and then I typed it on my computer, study the word committed. And then today when we were sitting over there and Brother Dave just started his message, I wrote down on my notepad again, study the word committed. And then Brother Dave gave us the definition of the word committed. It means to be pledged, obligated, vowed. I love that. You know, not only have you made a pledge to him, but he's made a pledge to us. Amen. He's entirely committed to us. And I want to be equally committed. Hallelujah. And what's so freeing and so liberating is because it's love that's compelling me to do it. and nothing else. My little boy says, Daddy, I want to get baptized. He says, but you know, I want to know I'm doing it for the right motives. I said, well, that's good, Gabriel. I'm pretty appreciative of that. He says, well, hey, there's a little fear that I might not go in the rapture, and that's part of the reason why I want to be baptized. I said, well, let's erase that fear completely. I said, you're not quite at the age of accountability, so if I'm going, you're going. So what I did was just take away that fear to be motivated to be baptized, because if I'm his elect, I believe that my children are too. And I don't want, fear is a great motivator, but I want to be completely motivated by love for him. And to me, that's why this message was given to us in this last day. That manifestation, that display is so lovely, so precious. It compels me to seek him, to run after him, to pray to him every single day of my life. And I don't expect maybe somebody who's only got a few years under their belt, or 12, 13, 14, 15, to understand that. But I want to live such a life before them that they'll say, I want that kind of life. Lord Jesus, thank you for the good word tonight. Thank you that you are entirely committed to us. And we gladly transfer all of our rights onto you. And you will gladly bear the responsibility and the care for us. And that is so wonderful, Lord. Because in the heart of every adult is a child with childlike faith that says, Lord, I don't know that I have the answer for my son or my daughter or for my home situation or for my job. So God, I am transferring my rights completely over to you. And I ask that you bear full and complete responsibility for me, that you take care of me, that you guide me and lead me. Because I'm pledged to you. I'm obligated to you. I'm vowed. I've made a commitment to you. And you're vowed and obligated and pledged to me. Lord Jesus, it's a wonderful thing to see in this last day a bride come to the headstone to love, to that capstone of Christ's very own life. And Lord, that's where the shalom is. That's where the peace is. That's where the freedom is. It's such a joy to serve you. We love you, Father God. Thank you for the good word tonight. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a song we sung a long time ago, and I'd like to just dismiss you with it. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but I know Brother Tommy can help me out. That's all I remember, but we'll pick it up, I'm sure. Yeah, that's it. Amen. Let's start at the chorus. Brother Tommy, you're going to have to come right away. I can see that. I'm not going to get it right. Amen. He leadeth
me by his own hand. That chorus again. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own hand. He leadeth me. Follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. He leadeth me.
awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are much we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith. Hallelujah. Feel no alarm. I'm living by faith, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Oh, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love, in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light, I'm never alarmed at the overcast. The Master looks on at this cry. I'm living by faith, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Oh, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. Oh, from our harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no